Houston for the moment of all moments for Port Adelaide. It's online!
Funny old week, get smack a public holiday in the middle and the footy comes fast. So here we are on a Tuesday, catching up with Dan Houston, thanks to the excellent $19 schnitty Monday to Wednesday at the Birkenhead Tavern, Excelsior and Lighthouse Wharf. You just know it's a Borough Hotel. Dan, good morning to you.
Good morning, guys.
I'm always fascinated to know how you go about diagnosing a game with an incredibly dramatic swing in momentum and outcome. You had Collingwood's number at quarter time, looked like a comfortably better side, and then everything switched. How do you diagnose it? What happened?
Yeah, I guess, Collingwood were such a better team for three quarters, and, you know, we were happy with how we started. It couldn't have gone any better playing away against a, you know, hostile crowd at the MCG. And then, you know, after a quarter time, it didn't go our way. And we looked at it yesterday and Collingwood smashed us in a lot of areas. That was more so like outside the contest. So getting from contest to contest and then their pressure was high. And, that's how we've looked at it. We know this is going to be a really big learning week because, you know, you got to learn from these, especially if you get smashed. And, that's what we're doing this week. We're trying to, you know, pinpoint areas where we can get better.
So what's the process like for that, Dan? Is it like all the players in together and, you know, roll the tape and who's the guy with the remote control? How does it all sort of unfold?
Well, Kenny's got the remote for sure on this week, and we look at the vision and we look at stats where we lost, and then we put the vision to it. So where what is a ground ball and where are we losing? Is it structure? Is it our skill? So we look at that sort of stuff and how we can get better and a lot of the stuff's what we can control as players, but, you know, we're also trying to work with the coaches on how we can, you know, structure up better so we can win these stats and be better.
Can it be quite a sort of confronting process, that? Because, I mean, we were just chatting off air now about Joshua Shelley, who was in the studio earlier, and he sort of took ownership of his two clangers in that last quarter and was really, I thought, hearteningly sort of open and candid about it. But I reckon, in a way, being in a room with your teammates, like, does it ever get down to that sort of, oh, crikey, you're sort of wanting the ground to swallow you up as you're frame by frame being dissected?
Yeah, absolutely. I've been in Josh's position before where I've had to break down, moments in my game in front of the group and haven't been proud of it. But I guess you're with your 45 teammates who are going to support you, and you've got to be vulnerable to get better and you know, put your hand up to say that, you know, you're in that position where it wasn't good enough and you need to get better. And that's a position, you know, we'll be trying to learn from this week. You know, we need some players to be open and honest and we can help them too.
Yeah.
Expectations, a bit of a response from St Kilda will come this week. How do you set up the player Ross Lyon team? Because they were a bit different. They give space behind the ball. You often get halfbacks racking up extraordinary numbers. Have you got to that point? If you're weak yet, were you having a closer look at them yet, or is that still to come?
Not yet, but that'll come tomorrow, and it's a very short week, which is good. We can learn and we can move on very quickly into St Kilda. And last year we played them; they wanted to flood numbers back, and we wanted to try and beat those numbers getting back. I think this year they play a little bit differently. Just off the top of my head, they've got some halfbacks who want to get involved and get the ball moving forward. So can't wait to have a look at them and see how we can expose them.
Dan, people can draw massive conclusions from one game of football, and clearly, you know, a lot of Crows supporters after what happened on the weekend were like, well, maybe we are still at square one, you know. But for Port, how do you guys internally, as a group of players and the coaches too, how do you avoid drawing the conclusion that Saturday showed Port are a good team but not a great team?
Yeah, I think a week is a long time in footy. Last week we won when the stats weren't going our way at all, and this week we got absolutely smashed when the stats aren't going. So I wouldn't say there's a trend to say that we just roll over and we just fold, but we need to be better against those top teams, and that's what we're trying to figure out at the moment. I can't put my finger on anything, and if I could, obviously we'd be working at it straight away. So we need to work together, learn, and just be open and honest of where we're at. And I think as long as you can stay away from what, you know, the big media outlets are saying and just focus on what's inside the four walls, that'll help a lot as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Expectation, Chad Corn said yesterday to media that Charlie Dixon will come back in this week. I don't know how to phrase this to truly capture, but Charlie Dixon's impact now seems to be almost as much about who he is in his personality as it is about his output. He's 33, he's in a different stage of his career now. He still gives you something. He's obviously a big target. But his personality seems to... He seems to charge the guys up. It gives you a bit of edge. Do you feel that when he's absent?
Yeah, I 100% agree. I feel like when you're walking out into a hostile environment, you want, you know, the players where you walk taller when they're around, you want them to be out there with you, and he definitely does for us. And I think, you know, having him out on the weekend probably, you know, didn't help in that aspect, because he gives us a lot of confidence even when he's not touching the ball, that he just competes. He's a presence. So it'll be great to have him back this week, and there's no doubt, you know, we've got a few of them in our team: Charlie, Pep, a few of those boys, Aaliyah, who when they get going, we definitely, you know, get a lot of confidence from it.
Yeah, big game, absolutely, very big game. Are you calling one?
I've got Crows North on Saturday, actually.
So, yeah.
I don't think that's game of the round. I think the Port St Kilda game might be more one for the neutrals, to put it gently.
Yeah, absolutely.
Kindly. Should be a good one, Dan. All the best, mate. We appreciate you coming in early in the week, too.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
Thanks, Dan.
David Penberthy and Will Goodings, 6 to 9, 5AA Breakfast.